We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
What would you do if I just disappeared?
What do you mean?
What would your first step be? If, like, you tried to contact me for 48 hours and I wasn't responding?
I would just be like, let me watch her Instagram story because she's going to post something.
Okay. No social media, nothing. You can't find me. What would you do?
I wouldn't do anything because I don't think I'd be the first point of contact that would, like, wonder. I would just be like,
you're one of my most consistent.
But that's only when we record the podcast. So I would be like, if you didn't show up to the podcast, I'd be like, what the fuck was wrong with this bitch? And then I'd just, like try to reach out to your mom or, like, Sophia or Megan. But you'd be missing for, like, a week.
Before it got to you.
Yeah, before it got to me. Because I'd be like, oh, she's definitely, because I don't talk to you during the week anyway.
That's true. We don't. So, we don't be talking like that.
Mm-mm. Which I'm okay with.
Business associates.
Exactly. Like, we're friends, but we're not friends who talk. We only talk for the purpose of the podcast. But, I mean, another stuff when shit goes down in the middle of the week. But, yeah, I don't think. And if somebody called me and said, hey, Monica, have you heard from Alyssa? Like, if Megan called me and said, hey, have you heard from Alyssa? I'd be like, bitch, no.
That's, like, my biggest fear.
And I would call Jessica. You heard from that bitch? No, I would actually call Marissa first.
Yeah, call Marissa. Yeah, I would call her first. Just blast a text. Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, no, you'd be waiting a week. If you disappeared on Monday, now I wouldn't check on you till Sunday.
I have these intrusive thoughts all the time.
Are you planning on going missing?
No, but, like, I don't know why. I think about it a lot. And when I lived with my roommate in our apartment,
yeah,
I would always think, like, what happens if I go missing? Like, or if anything happened to me, she'd have to, like, sift through my shit and, like, pack it up. Like, what a horrible thing to have to do.
Are you afraid she might find something weird?
No, I'm just thinking, like,
find your dildos or something?
Yeah, my fucking treasure chest of fucking S&M shit. No, I just think, like, what an insane thing to have to do. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would.
Also, just the, like, anxiety and the fear of, like, where is this person? The idea that people in the year of our Lord 2023 can right. just up and vanish.
Yeah. Or be kidnapped.
Me. Yeah.
Like, trafficked.
Like, what do you mean you're just not there?
Yeah, like, she didn't show up to work. Like, that's not like her. Like, where were the first place that you would check? And it'd be, Monica, is she at your house? Hell no. She only comes once a week. That's it. We don't hang Standing out like that. Like, the FBI wouldn't get anything out of me. So, did she say anything? We only record.
Run the podcast back. That's it. What'd she say?
Like, so what are y'all conversations before you record? Let's hurry up and record. Yeah. That's our conversation.
This is, like, my 13 reasons why.
Yeah.
Recordings, but it's a podcast.
Yeah, well, at least you get to know, you know, people can... I don't know, encrypted messages or some shit.
That's true. If so, I ever go missing, someone listen to every episode of this podcast, dissect it, and then find me.
Yeah.
I'm alive. My best friend Katie used to always be like, if I go missing, I'm alive. Keep looking for me. I'm fucking alive. I figured it out. Yeah. I'm still alive. And I was like, okay, bitch.
Listen, God forbid anything happens to me. I learned from apocalyptic shows. I'm alive, bitch.
That's true.
I am alive. I'm a fighter.
I don't know that I will be, but I will go out swinging, hopefully.
Well, you'll probably be friends with the kidnapper, kidnapping other people.
I'd be like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah. Be like, let's go recruit somebody else. Yeah. I'm boring right now, so we're having fun.
I'd be like, we could take this show on the road.
Exactly. But anyway. Oh, shit.
Oh, right. Shit.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Best day of your week. You get to hear our voices.
Listen, only Tuesday is the only day that really matters.
I know.
Other than Friday and Saturday, because, I mean, you get to hear great content for free.
That's true. Monday trash. Throw that one.
Exactly. Who releases a podcast out on Monday?
Mm-mm.
I want to hear that.
Couldn't be us.
No.
We wouldn't have it ready in time.
No, we really wouldn't, because Darren's still editing on Monday. So,
fucking
yeah.
Darren. So, how was your week? What's going on? What's the 411?
My week was tiring, y'all. I, like, this past week kicked my behind. Like, I went to bed late every night. I only probably got like 3 to 4 hours of sleep every single night.
No.
So after work, not. I've been taking naps and I'm just exhausted. Like getting back into the rat race after being on vacation. Like, and it wasn't even really a vacation because I was so busy on vacation. So I'm tired. I'm really tired. But other than that, it was a very slow week. How about yours?
Well, it's OT month, everyone. Ooh. Occupational therapy month. If you have not sent me money over Venmo or reached out to tell me how influential I've been in your life yet, don't know what you're waiting for.
OT. I know this doesn't feel like a medical podcast because it's not.
We really did start out strong.
We did.
And then we got burnt the fuck out.
But this is really technically like a comedy medical podcast to a degree.
Man, if you had us in the early episodes, you know, we were doing some therapy.
We were talking
baby.
About a lot of medical stuff, but hopefully we're going to get back to that content. But there's been so many wonderful, juicy things that's happened in the world. But if you didn't know, Fowler is an occupational therapist.
Registered. Licensed.
Which, as we all know, an occupational therapist is.
Yeah, what is it?
I was going to give you an opportunity.
Opportunity. You know.
Because you're the OT, or would you like for me to give a description?
As Shaka Khan said, I'm every woman, you know? And that's just like a an OT. I'm everything.
You're everything to everybody.
I'm a little bit of everything. Yeah, all at once. We are therapists to focus on.
She doesn't even know
what the fuck
does.
Do I do? I don't know. Hey,
you're
listen.
Like Tommy from Martin. Do you even have a job?
If you're an occupational therapist, I need you to just drop in the comments right now how hard it is to explain your job to people. I don't know what I do half the fucking time. I just show up and I say, hey, what have you been having trouble with? And I'm like, let's figure that out today. You and me, we're going to work on it.
So you're a counselor of sorts.
Basically, a jack of all trades. I focus on activities of daily living, which can mean a lot of different things. In my current role, mm-hmm. it means like bathing, dressing, toileting, feeding yourself.
Cognition.
Literally anything you have to do to just function as a human being. But it just really depends on what the fuck setting you're in.
Would you like to hear my definition as a physical therapist? What an occupational
therapist? Someone who knows what they're talking about? Yeah, I would really appreciate.
No. From a physical therapy standpoint, my definition of an occupational therapist is someone who focuses more on fine motor skills. So like as a PT, and I always have to explain what PT does to explain what OT does. So PT, we deal with gross motor skills. So being able to walk, you know, your balance, restoring function and strength, right? So OT does the same thing, but you all do it more so for, like you said, activities of daily living, being able to bathe yourself, dress yourself, feed yourself. So if you come to a PT for certain things, you're going to be naked, but strong. You need to go to these people in order to get restoration for fine motor skills, being able to eat with utensils and stuff. Because we don't care if you eat, bathe, go to the bathroom. We don't care about any of that. But,
no one does. Everyone's every single patient I have, I'm like, hey, what you just had this life-altering event, right? Your body's no longer working like it used to. What is something that you want to be able to do? And they're like, walk. I'm like, are you fucking kidding
That's
me?
That's true.
You haven't fed yourself in 6 weeks.
Yeah. True.
You're walking around here naked. You just people have been wiping your ass for you. Don't you want to wipe your own ass? And they're like, I want to walk.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Anyway, if you know an occupational therapist, go just give them a hug. Send them some money for some wine. This job is thankless. Yeah, and it really hard. Is. No one knows who the fuck we are.
They think you're PT all the time.
They think we're PT all the time.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
What's your most annoying thing about being an occupational therapist?
No one knowing what the fuck an occupational therapist is.
Gotcha. Okay, so me as a PT, you're as an OT, what's your most annoying thing about physical therapists? And don't hold back.
What's the most annoying thing about physical therapy? Oh, yeah. I could just go down a fucking list.
Please do. Because I've probably heard all these.
The thing that annoys me the most about physical therapy in general in my setting is that they just don't give a fuck about a lot of things that I think are specifically important, like safety, cognition, fine motor skills. Because to me, I'm like, okay, yeah, you can walk 200 feet, but you don't know where the fuck you're going. And if there's you don't know whether you locked the door or you don't know where the fuck you are. If you took your pills. And they're like, yeah, no, they're fine to go home. They walked. And I'm like, okay, but they... He doesn't know what the hell is going on.
I do that all the time. I'm like, I don't think he needs to go to rehab. He can go home.
Yeah, they're like, he can go home. And I'm like, okay, but... They're like, well, he's min assist with me. I'm like, well, he's max assist to sequence anything. He's been fucking throwing Cheerios at the wall for 6 months. And y'all are like, oh, he's fine to walk.
Yeah.
That's super annoying. I also feel like in our setting, there's a chip on the shoulder of every occupational therapist. So we really, for the most part, there's shitty therapists everywhere. But
oh, of course.
We try to be like, no, we can do it. Let's get them up. Let's mm-hmm. do all these things, because we don't want people to think that we're just like, I don't know. And a lot of places, OT can just be like the hands. So mm-hmm. you're not really moving. You're not doing all these things. And sometimes people think like, oh, they didn't get this patient up. They didn't do that, and that. OT's not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So then here we come having to be like, no, we'll get everybody up and move everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then PT is like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop doing that.
Stop walking our patients.
Stop walking our patients. Yeah. But hey, if I come in and this motherfucker wants to walk, guess what we're going to do?
You're going to walk.
We're going to walk.
Well, I would like to tell you a couple of things that I love about occupational therapists.
Thank as a physical you. Yeah, therapist. Let's keep it positive.
Yeah. So one thing, I'm a huge, even though I'm a physical therapist, I am a huge OT advocate, right? Like, I love OTs. Prove it. More of my colleagues, like friends, are actually OTs than PTs.
Yo, she sat in a full room full of OTs, I will say, at the hospital.
It was only me and one other PT, mm-hmm. and that was Jessica. So shout out to Jessica. We held the room down. But yeah, it was like 47 OTs and just two PTs sitting there.
You
but,
know what it is.
I actually get along better with OTs than I do with PTs, because it's the same. The PTs, we're very type A. I don't want to be around another type A person. And OTs are very, like, they're flower children, I like to call them. But one thing that I am appreciative of OTs is that they do help physical therapists to see how valuable they are, like that you all are. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times we can be very egotistical in clinical settings, and we don't think about the little things that also help patients to be able to get around and move and function and restore. And you all come in, and most of y'all are very polite. I mean, there's a couple of y'all that are assholes, but for the most part, I'll say generally, most OTs that I've worked with, they are very nice. And they're just like, listen, I get that you want to work on X, Y, and Z, but this is what I need to work on with this patient. So I need you to fight a little bit different for this patient because of X, Y, and Z. And I'm humble enough, and I'm not egotistical to the point where I can't look past what you all are wanting for your patient. And then I can't, you know, be submissive to the plan that you all have for the patient. So I'm appreciative that y'all think about the little things that we don't think about. Again, most people already think that y'all are just PT because you're in scrubs or a nurse, either way.
Oh yeah. But I get called a nurse. You're the best nurse I've ever had. And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then too, y'all help us to, again, prioritize what's important, because yeah, everybody wants to walk, but at the same time, if you don't have the cognition, if you don't have the, you know, the memory, all that kind of stuff, you know, then we can't do our jobs effectively. And y'all are always willing to co-treat. So I'm appreciative for that as well.
I do love a co-treat. Yeah. I think PT is the more masculine of the disciplines.
Yes, absolutely.
So multiple times I feel like OT has to be like, because you know, physical therapy is like, they're not progressing, they're, you know, they don't want to do this, they're over it, they're probably depressed, like I can't get them to do anything. And we're like, what if we took them outside? What if we did something they used to like to do? What if we plan something fun? We are doing anything we can to not do our actual job.
Very true.
That is what I do every day, is I figure out ways to get around doing my job. I get to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all do. Y'all are the fun therapists. We're the mean ones.
Yeah, I get to walk into a patient's room and they're in a bad fucking mood. I'm like, you gonna walk down to the coffee shop?
Yeah, because a lot of times too, we're just like, I remember during the pandemic, Kawitha and I were working together, and she was like making patients make like Mother's Day cards, and I was just like, Quinta, what the fuck, come on, like hurry this session up. But my patient couldn't walk, could barely sit up on their own, so I'm like, what the fuck else are we gonna do? Yeah. And it was actually fun. I was like, oh, we're playing with stickers today.
Yeah, and it's a game. Cool. And I cannot tell you how many times patients are like, I was actually working on this and that. I'm like, yeah, it's all smoke and mirrors over here. I'm making you think you're having fun, exactly, but really I'm billing for this shit because I have to get paid.
Exactly.
So love my job, wouldn't change it. More people should know about it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Is it moving into when are y'all going to actually, like, the norm is going to be for y'all to have doctorate degrees? Because I know you can get a doctorate at OT, but the standard is not for every school. Hasn't changed over just yet the way PT did years ago.
I would say probably in the next 5-6 years, it'll be a doctorate.
Okay.
I didn't get a doctorate. I got a master's because I wasn't doing it, y'all. Come on.
The doctor, what is the doctor going to do?
I said, am I going to make any more money when I get out of here? And they said, absolutely not. I said, do not tack on that $45,000 to me personally. No.
No.
You know what sucks, though? We have, at the place I'm working right now, we have students. And you know when you get a student from your alma mater? Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't because you were here, right? When you get a student that is from your school and they're just like worthless piece of shit, stupid mm-hmm. idiot. Yeah. Which is very rude to say about a student, but you can just tell.
It's true.
Some people just like are not cut out for this job.
Very true.
it's a big personality thing. All day you're working with people who are pissed off for the most part because guess what? They're sick and their body doesn't work anymore. And you have to have a good personality. And there's some people who, on top of not having a good personality, bag of bricks, yeah. rocks, stones, whatever the hell the saying is.
You're the cognition person. I don't know.
I don't know. But when they've come from your school, yeah. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. I mean, but also too, like, I feel like with occupational, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. It was a really good point too. It'll come back. I can't 5, 6,
we'll be right back after this break.
Nope. Yeah, I can't.
I don't remember. Know either. I was gonna say. Great.
Sorry. So you know how like I've seen and worked with some people who are occupational therapists, and I'm like, I can tell you really wanted to be in wanted to be a physical therapist, but you either didn't get in mm-hmm. or you flunked out, and then you were just like, well, I guess I'll just do occupational therapy. And I'm like, that's never a reason to be an occupational therapist if you wanted to be a physical therapist first. Like you should either wait or try again or whatever the case may be, but you should never go into a profession because you couldn't get into another one, and then you're gonna half-ass it and then make the profession look bad.
Yeah.
And I've worked with a lot of, I won't say a lot, but I have a good number of OTs who have done that.
Yeah, I did athletic training. Like I went, did it for a little bit because mm-hmm. I thought maybe PT, and I was like, absolutely not. This shit is so boring. Because PT is so boring. You're one or the other. And then I did a peds rotation and I was like, oh, this is like hidden science. This is hidden everything. Mm. It's all just, you know, we're going to do this, this, and that. But it's all working towards these functional goals. I loved it. Other than PT is like, you're working on exactly what the fuck you think you're working on.
Yeah.
You know?
See, OT is that for me. OT, I could never be an OT. OT is boring as fuck.
Really?
Like, I don't, first of all, if it deals with the mouth, I don't want to be involved.
I understand that.
So completely. The fact that y'all have to watch people brush their teeth and feed, I can't do it.
My thing is that people in the hospital especially smell like shit, and it is my job to be like, you fucking smell like shit, and we're going to fix that. What can we do to fix that today? We're going to better this for everyone around us.
And I don't want to take anybody to the bathroom.
When I tell you for the last 3 weeks, I've had a patient who has one tooth, one singular A tooth, and every morning I'm like, hey, girl, it's time to brush that tooth. Brush your mouth is disgusting. You will be brushing that singular tooth.
Why don't they have, like, tongue scrapers in hospitals?
They should, right?
They really should, because that throat. Anyway. That's why I can't do it. A speech therapist, respiratory therapist, I can't deal with anything dealing with the mouth.
You know how I feel about mucus in the mouth. Oof.
I hate it.
No, but I am very thankful for my job. I love that we get to do something that's tangibly affecting someone's life positively. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm always adding to the world. Yeah. I feel like I'm not like sitting behind a desk. I don't think I could just...
Your ADHD won't let you do it.
Yeah, it wouldn't. So, and it's nice to help. I mean, it is nice to help people.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I told my teacher when I was in school, because I did not.
Okay.
What the fuck was that? I did not think I was going to do acute care. I was mm-hmm. like, absolutely not. I will not be in a hospital. I'm going to do
pee. Why, you didn't want to do poop and pee?
I just like, adults wasn't for me. It wasn't even in my mind. Yeah. And she was like, why? And I was like, I have a God complex. Like, I can't be in these rooms with these like people on death's door and not be like, yes, I'm going to save you and you're going to thank me for it.
You should have been an MD then.
I know, shit. It's not too late.
A surgeon specifically.
I should go back. But yeah, so OT month, we're super excited.
Happy OT month to every occupational therapist out there. We, and every COTA as well, COTA, not COTA for sign language, but for...
the certified OT assistant.
Yes, certified occupational therapy
assistant. The backbone of the profession.
And if you're a rehab tech, working in OT or working specifically with occupational therapists, happy OT month to you all. You all deserve way more than what the healthcare industry gives you. You really do.
I would just appreciate y'all knowing what the fuck.
I gave a great definition.
You did. I didn't do a great job. I was like, I wish people knew what I did. I don't even know what I did. But.
You show up to work and you're the part.
I show up to work and I help. So that's what's going on this month. What am I doing? Spring cleaning. Oh, this, I didn't even tell you about this.
Oh, geez.
Whenever I go on vacation, I turn my, like if we're going out somewhere fun, I'll turn my Instagram on public because that's how people find you and give you free drinks.
Okay.
Which is my entire vibe. So my Instagram had been on public since Vegas and I forgot. So I didn't realize when someone sends you a DM, you have to go approve it and accept it. And I was just like cleaning out a bunch of emails. I was going through my DMs because I had a bunch of notifications. Mm-hmm. I need to read this to you and I need to see what your response is.
Okay.
Because what the fuck is my life, but also what is wrong with people?
This is taking a turn. This is wild.
Okay. ready.
I'll look to see who it's from.
So I went to the XFL football game with my friend.
Okay.
Right. And we were down like in this like bullpen area. It's kind of like on the field. They have food and drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
I get this message from someone I don't follow and I open it and this is what it says. It's a response to a video of me down there in that section and my friend.
Mm.
He said, "This where all the bitches with real hair sit."
Okay.
Does that not feel racist?
It's very.
Thank you.
With real hair?
What the fuck?
First of all, anybody that wears weave, most times it's real.
I wish I had weave.
Yes, I wish I had braids. I need to call.
I feel like that shit, A, would be fleeky as fuck. B, would be so much easier. But I was just like, ask me if I know this person. No.
How do they write it? Bitches with, like, it was it correct punctuation?
Well, what, I Let just need you to know this is coming from a white man.
Oh, okay.
Which is all the context you need.
Yeah, you can tell because of the punctuation.
Your
yeah.
days are numbered.
It's not even like, you know, slight. Anyway.
I was like, what the fuck?
That is racist.
That is racist.
And you still don't know this guy?
I have no idea who the hell this is.
You should report his Instagram.
I should.
You bitch.
So, you know, racism is seeping into my private life as well as my work life. But
yeah, that's
is that not the strangest disgusting. Thing? What? There's no, I don't know you. There's no context. People are really out here just saying crazy shit.
People are just
to strangers.
Super weird.
And how
super,
do you know my hair weird. Is real?
Exactly.
You don't fucking know. That shit was slick back.
You don't know me. Bitch.
Stupid. Anyway, I'm live, laugh, loving over here.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
100%.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'll tell you who is 100%. I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited because LSU women's basketball team won the NCAA title. Woo-hoo! Angel Reese!
We're Blage. Big women's basketball girlies
yes,
over here.
Yes, we are. Abso-frickin-lutely. And they beat Iowa in the finals. And I am so freaking excited that they won.
Good for them. Did you watch the game? Wayne was excited too. Absolutely not.
Well, Angel Reese called, FaceTimed him and was like, "Hey, are you coming to the game?
Aww.
Bitch, you better come to the game. It's Louisiana, motherfucker." But you know what I think is weird though? Well, first of all, I'm sad that South Carolina didn't advance because I really wanted to see South Carolina and LSU like duke it out again because that would have been a really great matchup for March Madness. But March Madness this year has been really amazing for the women. There's been a lot of crazy upsets.
I feel like I've heard more about women's teams this year than any other year.
I love women's basketball. And I think partially too because my sister played basketball throughout high school and college. And, you know, I've always preferred women's basketball because to me it's more fun. Like they have more, it's more excitement versus the men. They do the same bullshit over and over again. Like they dunk on each other and who gives a fuck. But I was happy that that Angel Reese and the LSU Tigers that they won their first championship in school history. And
that's wild.
What's her name? Kim Mulkey. She came in and changed that program in the course of 2 years. It's amazing. And she used to play for
Those
LSU.
Women are fucking tall.
They are. They really are.
That is, it's insane to me that anyone can grow to that height.
Let alone a woman.
Specifically when you have a pair of boobs. It's just like, wow.
I mean, you know what I do not like about the tournament though? I feel like with women's basketball, with women's sports in general, there's always this kind of, what's the word? I lost it earlier too. Double standard.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm tired. Last week beat my
She's
ass.
She's got
but,
the knee.
I think it's a double standard with women's sports and men's sports because men can be just as loud and aggressive and assertive and passionate and just really just, you know, on 10 about their sport and nobody says anything or bat an eye. And as soon as a woman is passionate and she's celebrating and, you know, on this amazing ascension, all of a sudden now they're thugs, they're, you know, gangsters, they're all this horrible shit, like, oh, they need to just be tone it down, you're doing too much, you need to stay humble.
They have this idea of like ladylike, you need to be lady, like go play the sport but like keep it cool and cute and you don't want to do anything too aggressive seeming or fuck that.
Because even like with Aaliyah Boston, who plays for South Carolina, like people were saying stuff about her. First of all, her character, what she displays on the court via social media as well. Like she seems to be this very amazing, nice woman, right? And people were calling her like thugs and stuff. And I'm like, this girl doesn't even show any level of aggression on the court. Like, I mean, other than, you know, when she's playing defense and all that kind of stuff, but she's not like shit talking people, pushing people around. It's not like the fucking Pistons in the 90s. Okay. And then even with Angel Reese, with a lot of the things that she's done, because of course the media has, kind of been on her, like shining a light on her. And she's kind of been, you know, the face of like the NCAA women's tournament right now. People are just like, oh, she's not humble enough. And I'm like, if you're winning games and if your team is undefeated and you're the captain of that team, why would you be humble?
Never like, heard of her.
I mean, this woman is going to potentially be in the WNBA at some point because she's not even a senior, I don't think.
Damn.
And so I'm just like, what do y'all want her to do? Just play the game and just be quiet? Like, what no. the fuck? She's winning it. They just won a national championship. She deserves to floss it and flaunt it. Like, what the? I hate people. And it's specifically to me, I think there's borderline racism. It's not borderline. It's very blatant. Because when there's a white-led young woman on any kind of NCAA team, athletic team, and she's just as boisterous. Because even Caitlin Clark is very passionate and mm-hmm. she's very assertive. They don't say, oh, she's a thug. But Angel Reese and Aaliyah Boston and Flauge, y'all are just like, oh, yeah, they're thugs. What the fuck?
I will say I did see that bitch knock the fuck out. The girl from Miami who knocked the fuck out of the other girl after the game when they were dapping it up.
Maybe you needed that. I'm just saying.
Yo.
It's competition.
No, 100%. I want to know what that girl said to her, first of all. She had to have said something.
Well, you know, in those games, they talk a lot of shit.
They talk a lot of shit. Yeah. She had to have said, but just, I... Listen, as someone who's never been in a fight.
You haven't?
No. Who would I fight? That's why I talk so much shit. That's to protect myself from physical harm. Well, that's
going to get you in physical harm if you keep talking shit to people.
I just can't imagine. Like, she knocked her ass out. Straight to the dome.
I mean, sometimes you got to fold them. Sometimes you got to hold them.
Amen, sister.
That's all I'm saying.
But that's what I want to see. The boys are fucking lame.
I couldn't tell you who's winning right now.
I'm here for the drama.
I don't even know who won. If they won, if they played. I know all I heard was like FAU beat somebody.
I was watching Texas and then.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's all I got.
I mean, you get to the Final Four and the biggest upset in the whole tournament. You know, South Carolina loses to Iowa. I was like, didn't see that coming. Like, God damn. But I thought it was great. But so congratulations to the LSU Tigers for winning their first championship in in university history. Anyway, I'll tell you what else is
happening. Anyway.
I'll tell you what else is happening. The NBA. Did you hear that the NBA can now, their players can now smoke weed?
As they should be able to.
I agree. 100%.
Who's not smoking weed at this point?
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, me either, for sure. Definitely don't. But
I was going to say, please don't incriminate yourself.
Eat your drugs. I just feel like it's not performance enhancing. It's almost, you know, detrimental to performance. It could be.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're playing at an NBA level high, they should give you, like, a handicap. You should be doing even better.
Exactly. I applaud people who can smoke weed and perform at such high levels.
Also, they're like, so hard on their bodies. Like, they should be allowed to smoke weed.
Or even ingest it. Like, weed is something that comes naturally from... I've never heard of someone dying from smoking or taking weed unless it was laced with something, and then that's not weed. That's a kickback or whatever the young folks say.
I also just feel like...
Boom. It's like with crack or cocaine.
Yeah, maybe not do crack.
Trick Daddy does it, allegedly.
I feel like culturally, weed is looked at very different.
Oh, of course.
From, you know, different ethnicities.
When black people do it, it's criminalized. And when white people do it, it's recreational.
But when you grow up around weed and people smoking weed, like, how the fuck are you going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just grow up and be like, oh, no, we're not going to smoke weed.
I mean, I've had... Ever since I was probably in elementary school, that's no.
She smoked weed ever since she was in elementary school.
I mean, we tried. You know how, I don't know if you ever did this, but I remember when we were kids in elementary school. I think every elementary school student probably in the 80s, if you grew up in the 80s, you did this. You took regular notebook paper and you tried to smoke the notebook paper.
What?
It's a thing. Whatever. Anyway.
Wait. We're going to bypass it. Wait, did you put something in the paper?
No. You just like, because you just tried to look cool, like you were smoking, and so you just lit the actual notebook paper. But you didn't inhale anything. You just like burnt it and just held it in your hand.
You just...
Because it burns so fast, you're going to kill yourself if you try to do that.
So y'all just rolled up pieces of paper, lit the end, and were like, fuck it, we're smoking?
Yeah. But what's you really weren't smoking.
What's wrong with you?
You didn't inhale, though. It's like Bill Clinton. You didn't inhale.
I know, but... Did that shit just not burn to, like, incinerate immediately?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why you couldn't smoke it, because by the time you light it, it's gone.
I've never heard this.
It's okay.
I made a grill out of tinfoil.
I mean, we did that too, yeah. But, I mean...
trying to smoke notebook
paper. We were in elementary school. We weren't... Cortex was not, y'all prefrontal cortex was not developed, okay? So
I grew up in Dare, or not Dare, what was it? The
I was going to say, because Dare was around.
No, what is out. The orange one that was like, this is your brain on drugs. Truth.
Truth, yeah.
Yeah, that truth. Was my time.
Yeah.
They were like, I had Dare. Smoke.
Yeah, and we had a...
That is the wildest shit I've heard.
You can prevent forest fires. Smokey the Bear. Anyway. But yeah, off that, anywho, I didn't do it very long, but in middle school, I just remember quite a few people who did smoke weed, even in middle school. And again, they came to school with bloodshot red eyes and they were just always sleepy and hungry. Like weed does not hurt your body. Like THC does not hurt your body unless, again, it is laced with something. And then that's not weed or THC.
I just feel like my school was... Like it was predominantly Hispanic. There were a lot of kids who would smoke weed in class.
Yeah.
And all of the teachers would be like, we don't mind because we know at the rich white school down the street, they're off the juice doing probably some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And we'd much rather these very calm kids with the munchies in our class that are actually showing up than those motherfuckers who are like barred out and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, congrats to the NBA.
Yes. I mean, if you want to smoke meth, do whatever you want to do.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. I hope you don't do that, but I'm just saying. I think
hey, listen, it wouldn't be my choice, but if you wanted to do it,
I mean,
to
meth, each their own. Meth is technically performance. Meth is not performance enhancing because isn't it a depressant? Crack is a performance enhancing because crackheads will jump off like 10 story buildings. Yeah,
I feel like there's some meth heads doing some crazy shit too.
Yeah, but they can't do it for as long as crackheads can. Because crackheads don't die.
Because crack is whack.
I know, smoke crack. Crack is cheap.
I did cocaine.
I mean, too much money to smoke crack. Anyway, I'll tell you, we were talking about school. I'll tell you who's not smoking crack. These amazing two black teenagers who solved Pythagorean's theory.
Which...
And let me tell you their names.
I didn't know it was not solved.
I just thought it was a theory.
Could have sworn...
Have you ever used Pythagorean's theory? I don't even know what it is.
The Pythagorean theorem is the triangle one, right?
I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Isn't it the one where like, I cannot tell you how
to say, you're going to keep guessing. I don't even know what the damn theory is.
Is it not the one where, fuck me, dude.
I don't even know what Pythagorean's theorem is.
Which one's a quadratic is a squared plus B? Which
yeah, one? Quadratic is a squared plus B squared equals C squared. Don't ask me anything. E equals MC squared. That's Newton, somebody.
Isn't it about fucking triangles and shit? Like when like the long angle of the triangle is equal to something and something of the other sides.
Okay. For the 100th time, I don't know.
I have a master's degree, so y'all can all suck my dick.
Right. I got a doctorate.
I don't have to prove shit to you people.
At all. Two plus two is four, bitch.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. I'm so proud of you. I cannot imagine having the fucking kind of brain that it requires to solve something.
First of all, I didn't know that this problem was unsolved.
And are there just people out here being like, is this like a special club you have to be in or belong to that they're like, oh, you know, you could potentially solve this?
I guess.
What are the requirements?
To be a math nerd.
My teacher was never like, you know what's unsolved?
Pythagorean theorem. I don't know. It's crazy. But their names are Calcia Johnson and Nakia Jackson. They are two high school students from New Orleans, Louisiana. First of all, I love that they are from New Orleans. But they solved this equation. And apparently this equation has not been solved in over 2,000 years. And they could win up to like $1 million a piece for solving this problem. And I'm just like, y'all should be giving them everything. At this point, give them all the college degrees that they can possibly get because... That's amazing.
Am I just stupid for thinking that it was already proven?
No, because if you don't even know what the damn theory is, how do you know anything about it?
Well, because if they're teaching it in school and you have to use it to solve shit and take tests, I'm like, well, surely.
I don't even know how to spell Pythagorean theory.
Well, that's not the important part.
But I'm just saying, so I've never even heard. I mean, I heard of it, but I've never used it. Not unless I used it and just didn't know.
You did. It's when they give you two sides, like a right angle
triangle. Is it in geometry?
Yes.
Definitely got a C in geometry.
Well,
I'm just saying, I hated geometry. Is the stupidest math.
I also hate geometry.
It's the trigonometry and geometry, two of the stupidest maths ever. I fucking hate math. Math is stupid. I don't like it.
A win for black girls everywhere.
Absolutely. I love that for them. I'm so happy.
I am baffled, bamboozled.
I think it's absolutely amazing that they were able to solve
this. This is why numbers are a fucking lie. It's like the whole world is made up. Oh God, I'm upset.
Why did that make you
upset? I just really had no idea that this shit was not proven. It was just.
Well, here's a better question. No, not a better question, but another question. How do you know that it's actually been solved? Like, if nobody has been able to solve it, how do you?
Did you have to do proofs in school?
No, what is that?
Like, where they give you
proof or pictures.
Like, no, you work through a problem, and at the end, you are able to prove why it works, and you draw the little box.
Hell no.
Proof.
Hey, I went to school in the 80s and 90s. Hell no. I would have never graduated had I had to do that.
Okay.
Well, I got the answer, teacher. You don't even know how the hell I got it.
You'd have to do that. I did it in geometry, but, like, the, you start with an equation, and you fucking finagle it down to the point where, like, it's very basic parts. And then you draw a little box at the bottom, and that means the proof, and it's proven. And I'm assuming that's what they did, but I should know you had to, like, I didn't know that was something that needed to be done.
I allegedly cheated throughout geometry and still got a C, so.
Yeah. Nah. Math was not my strong suit.
No, still not mine.
Is that right brain or left brain? Left, right brain?
It's not a part of mine.
Okay.
Like, I don't do math.
You know, listen, different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's math girlies.
I'm a science girly. I can do science math, which is underlining, like, I mean, calculus-based and algebra-based science. I can do that.
Yeah.
Because it's relatable and it makes sense in my head. Like, even physics, as hard as physics was, I got A's throughout physics, 1 and 2. And the reason why I did is because, again, physics made sense to me. If you put it in real-life scenarios, I can understand it. A 300-pound man got kicked off of a 15-story-foot building, and this was the miles per hour he was going or whatever, how long is it going to take him to hit the ground?
Well, yeah,
that makes sense to me. I mean, I don't use it, but at the time I understood it, I didn't know why I understood it.
I cannot tell you how many times I failed physics. It's honestly astonishing that I graduated college.
I mean, God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
That man watched over me. No, I was a language arts girly. I like to spin a tale.
Oh, yeah, you love to fucking read.
Read a book, write a paper.
Well, I'll tell you who's not going to be able to write and read papers anymore. Unfortunately, it just got dark real fast. The three students that unfortunately were shot and killed at the hands of a mad person in Nashville. Three 9-year-olds.
I did not approve of that transition.
It was a horrible transition, but I mean, it was an okay transition.
Jesus
Christ. Unfortunately, the Nashville shooting that happened last week, where it left 7 dead, including the shooter, and she killed 3 staff members as well as 3 9-year-olds.
9-year-old children.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There is nothing that, like, breaks my heart more than you sending your kids off to school. And then just them not coming up. That's insane.
I just don't understand, like, no, I don't think we'll ever understand it, why people feel the need to take other people with them when they know they want to commit suicide. I think if you want to end your life.
By all means.
I think that is okay that you want to end your life. And I think you should have the right to end your own life, right? You should have the autonomy with that. What I don't feel like you have the right to do is take other people with you. So the fact that this young lady, I don't even want to say her name because she's a piece of shit, but, and I don't care what she was fucking struggling with. I do not give a fuck. I don't give a flying fuck. Anyway, the fact that you took out the time to text your friend, hey, I think I'm going to die today. And the girl gave the blackest ass response and was like, hey, you have so much to live for. I hope God comforts you. She was
basically like, that's wild.
She was like, yeah, wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
And, crazy. You know, she's just like, I don't want you to be mad at me, but I just need to die. Okay, well, go die by yourself and somebody will discover you. You'll probably hear me on the news tonight, which lets me know that wasn't about you committing suicide. Like, there was something else going on behind the scenes, because people who commit suicide don't make announcements. They don't make fucking announcements.
Yeah.
You find their bodies and that's it. But the fact that you maliciously got your bitch ass in your car, drove your stupid ass specifically to this school, to this church school, you went. Did you see the video?
I saw her in the breaking the window.
This bitch shot through the fucking window and then just started blasting people. And I'm like, you could have all that energy, turn the gun on yourself. Like, what the hell? I hate people. And then, of course, everybody's calling on the lawmakers. And I'm like, y'all, stop calling on lawmakers, because they're not going to do anything. The NRA is so far up these politicians' ass, they're never going to do anything until y'all start taking life insurance policies out on y'all kids, specifically black children. I can guarantee you that's the only way gun laws are going to change in this United States, is if y'all start getting life insurance policies.
Can you imagine taking a life insurance policy out on your child in case of a fucking mass shooting?
It's horrible. Because you take it out in hopes of, like, oh, when you die, when you're 90 or 100 years old. No, these kids are dying at 9 and fucking 6 years old at school. Like, come on. It's insane. It's absolutely awful. Insane. But
I wonder. No, it's fucked up. I'm not gonna say it.
What were you gonna say?
I'm just like, they weren't super close, right? Those girls. Like, that's what everyone's
saying.
It doesn't
seem to be like they were like very close.
What the fuck do you do if you get a random text from someone who's like a third tier friend that you kind of talk to, but also not really?
I'm not responding.
I wouldn't respond either.
I'm not responding.
And now I bet the news would make it look so fucked up.
I don't have the mental capacity to talk you off a ledge. I'm already on my own.
I'd be like, I would screenshot and send it to my group chat and be like, exactly. Yeah, this girl's crazy. So shouts out to that girl for responding and for contacting the suicide hotline.
Yeah, she did.
And then the police. But I'm not responding.
I just think, like, okay, because people play pranks all the time, right? We're in the social media world where people play pranks all the time. And if, let's say, God forbid, you were to text me some shit like that and been like, oh, I think I'm going to die today. I would not even respond to you. I'd be like, this bitch, I'll see you, you know, whenever we start to record. And if you don't show up, I'd be like, oh, damn, she was serious. Like, I'm not entertaining that bullshit.
I agree, 100%.
I would probably say something real reckless.
My thing is, then the fucking news gets a hold of it, and you look like an asshole.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, she played too much, okay? She played way too much.
That's my biggest fear.
Well, because you have people who, like, will text you and be like, hey, I'm stuck in another country, and I need you to wire me $250. Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. I hope your ass gets stuck over there. I'm not doing... First of all, why are you calling me? If you text me, I wouldn't think that's real, because... Like, we're friends, but you got real friends. Like, I got real friends. So I would never text you and be like, Alyssa, I'm done.
What? No, that's a screenshot. Send to the group chat and be like, yo, is this real?
This bitch has lost it.
I'm not
your person who you would send that to.
No.
So I wouldn't respond the way you probably would want me to in that situation. I can tell you that right now.
That's a red.
I'll be like,
I'll leave you on red.
You interrupted my TikTok scrolling for that? Get the fuck out of my phone with your bullshit.
Ooh, and then seeing that on TV, like, it all happened so quick. Oh, that's icky.
It's horrible because, though, again, those parents, here's the thing. Adults in this society, not all adults, but these lawmaking adults do not care about children. They clearly have already told women, hey, you can't have abortions, but we don't give a fuck what happens to you once you're in foster care. So this should tell you that they don't give a fuck about kids. And every time something like this happens, it's always, oh, prayers for this person and prayers for that person. We wouldn't have to pray if y'all would change the laws. Because here's what I do know. Guns kill people. They keep saying, guns don't kill people.
People kill people.
Mental health kills people. No. The reason why the person with a mental health disorder can still kill people is because y'all won't stricken the gun laws. And that's part of the problem. I believe that every American should have the right to own a gun. I really do believe that. Mm-hmm. However, if you battle with mental health disorders and it is not controlled, I don't feel like you get to exercise that right unless there are certain criteria that are met.
Especially with automatic weapons. Why the fuck do you need an AR? Why?
As a person who owns one, it's fun. But
no, there should be tiers, and that should be a way harder gun to get.
Absolutely, than a handgun. I agree. I agree that if you should start off with a handgun, and as you can prove consistency, and it has to be verification through your physicians, through your references and all that kind of stuff, then you should be able to upgrade to, you know, the blast.
I want references from high school friends and peers.
Yeah, because they always come back and be like, that bitch was always crazy.
We always knew. We always fucking knew.
Yeah, we knew she would do something crazy. Speaking of social media, what were you telling me about social media and money? Something about costing to do some shit?
I just don't understand how we're now charging $15, 15 American doll hairs.
Every time you say it like that, chuckle. Anyway.
To be verified on Mark Zuckerberg's Meta.
He's a piece of shit.
Why?
Allegedly.
Why?
Well, I guess the whole part of verification was to say, well, you can't pretend to be Beyonce or Megan Thee Stallion, which makes sense. So but why are you charging for it?
It started as, like, you know, a safety measure, right? Because people in that time, oh my God. Can you imagine all the people that were getting catfished about shit?
Still.
How many women thought they were dating Bow Wow? Do you remember that?
I do remember that episode of Catfish, which was wild.
So many women thought they were dating
Bow Wow. Because where has he been? He has been in the news. Is he dead? I'm not trying to kill you, Bow Wow.
He's probably still recovering from all the women who thought they were dating him.
That's very true.
But then it became like this, like, social status symbol. Like, you're verified. All the influencers started getting verified. Now it doesn't really mean shit. But now you want to make me pay for it? Fuck no.
Like, to me, I feel like that's the start of them trying to charge people for to be on social media as if it's like a privilege.
Yeah, like it's a monthly service fee.
But the thing is, here's the thing too. I think what Facebook needs to realize, or Meta needs to realize, is just as quickly as y'all came and got rid of MySpace, there's another platform that's going to come and get rid of you too. So it's this ever flowing cycle of first it was Facebook, or MySpace, and then Facebook, and then Instagram, and now TikTok, and there's this one called Lemonade or something like that.
I just downloaded it.
Exactly.
For when they take my TikTok.
Right, even Pinterest. Like, so the thing is, you're never going to be able to control these apps, because somebody's going to bring up something else that's going to do the same thing that your app does. And so all you're doing is driving away your customers by trying to charge certain things. And it's like, just like Netflix. Netflix was like, oh, we're going to up our prices. And you see how many people was like, well, fuck you, Netflix. We'll go somewhere else.
And I'm saying this now. I would hate to pull back this footage and fucking eat it and take it all back. I'm not fucking paying for social media.
No, I'm not.
I'm not paying a monthly fee.
No.
To have my brain eaten out of my fucking head because it makes me stupid and insecure. No.
I mean, I lived in a world without social media, so it's not difficult to go back because I already know what the fuck to do. I'm an adult now.
What?
So I don't have a, like,
it's crazy.
When I'm at work, I'm trying to finish my work so I can go home. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I don't really need social media like that. I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't need it.
I just, the audacity.
Sound like an addict.
Yeah, I don't need it. I can stop. I mean, I didn't have it before. I refuse. I already pay for so many streaming platforms. I'm not paying for social media.
Well, I mean, that's the thing we talked about last week on the last episode, where social media, the reason why they're doing this is because they're competing with streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, because nobody's really watching TV like that, because it's at our fingertips, and now we're having to compete with. And I think that's, again, the reason, one of the main reasons why they're trying to ban TikTok. It has nothing to do with safety. You know what I think is amazing though? I think it's absolutely amazing that
huge conspiracy theory.
That y'all can, I'm a huge conspiracy theory. I think it's amazing that the United States government is so concerned about American fucking safety when it comes to China communist countries, but y'all won't have stricter gun laws. It's amazing to me that this little phone, an app on this phone, scares the fuck out of y'all, but not a random ass person going into elementary schools blowing off kids' fucking heads. How, like, does that make sense to you people? I almost got upset. I did. And I calmed it down. Whew. All right. But y'all have hearings about they are taking our data. They're killing kids, babies in schools. And you're like,
and it happened to y'all in your red ass state.
Guns don't kill people. Mental illness kills people.
Loose ass gun laws. And you send your kids to these private Christian schools thinking they'll be safe, but anything can happen anywhere.
And then Florida even just passed where now you can carry a gun without a concealed weapon license. And I'm like, this is kind of turning into a modern day purge.
Ugh.
And it's not going to be until these guns end up on your doorsteps and kill your children that you're going to do something about it. I'm not threatening to kill your children. I'm not wishing death upon nobody's kids. All I'm saying is you are creating a society where it is going to affect you at some point. You can never sit here and say, we're just only making rules for these people over here and not think that it is going to trickle down to you too. When it starts hitting these congressmen and women's, their children, that's when y'all going to change the gun laws. But don't take it from me. I'm just somebody who talks shit on the podcast every week. Anyway, I heard the two that, speaking of social media, that they were, I guess, Meta, Facebook, and Instagram are no longer going to be like giving money as your views come in for reels and stuff. Like, you know how you can make a reel and depending on how many views you get, they're stopping that now.
Damn.
Allegedly.
Broke ass shit.
That's what I'm saying. Meta, you're losing money and you're trying to say, pay the $7 so you can pay our
bills. Y'all just laid off half your fucking staff. What do you need to save money for?
I mean, you, first of all, you wanted to create this whole alternate universe, then print Meta money, bitch. I mean, if it's so great and so amazing, just print your own Meta money.
This, like, the last 4 months in this world have felt fake. Like, with all the ChatGPT stuff.
Yeah. What is ChatGPT?
It's AI.
Oh.
It's like Ask Jeeves AI.
That's real archaic.
Yeah.
Well, I did see Elon Musk was saying that him and some other people were calling for a halt on AI because they were like, whoa, I think we're moving dangerously.
Hold on.
Hold on. But then even Will Smith was like, he reposted something dealing with AI. And he was like, see, this is why I was killing all them goddamn robots. And I was like, thank you, Will. Thank you. But
and this is why I work in healthcare, because a robot can't do my job yet.
I don't think robots will ever be able to do healthcare. Like, they have these old robots like, oh, they're, you know, performing a procedure on you, whatever. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Anything that's made by man's hands will malfunction. AI will malfunction. It's designed that way.
Did you ever watch that movie Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, I did.
See, I don't trust machines for shit.
No, because the thing is, you develop an AI and you give it a brain and you give it code to be able to adjust. And once you do that, it's going to become creative enough to control itself, which means you are no longer going to have control over
it. Do you remember the Facebook had these AI robots that they were working on and they were having them play, I want to say it was chess against each other, because it was two of the same robot, but every time they would play, they would learn about the other one. So they just kept learning. And it eventually got to the point where they had their own language with each other. And everyone's like, we got to shut the shit down.
Exactly.
It started freaking everybody out.
Exactly. That's why you can't do it.
Insane.
Because you put, and the thing is, it's all code. But the problem is that when you code computers, that we as humans don't speak computer. Like, yes, you can put the code in there, but you can't control how advanced the code becomes within that same hub. Mm-hmm. And so when it starts to get outside the boundaries of human intelligence and human communication, then you got a fucking problem. You got iRobot.
Oof.
That's all I'm saying. So this is why AI is something so I'd rather you go and mess with stem cells. And what happened to the cloning sheep? What happened to that?
Oh, that was a fun time.
Go back to that, because that's more controllable.
Yeah.
But AI, once that shit get out of your own human language and you don't have nobody that can understand the language of computers because your ass ain't a computer, bitch, you screwed.
It was just like the anniversary of The Matrix. Have you watched that movie recently?
Not recently, but I need to go back and listen.
You need to go
watch
back
it before
watch
they take it.
It
off completely.
Yeah, it was. It's just, man.
It's real.
It's different. It's different now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, all of these shows and movies that come out about AI, they've all had the same ending.
It's not good.
That the robots destroy humans and somebody got to come and save the goddamn world. Specifically, probably a robot. Like, and you have to befriend this one little robot so he don't kill you either. But he got his eye on you. That's the part two.
That's crazy.
But the problem is, again, social media. I blame social media. Whoever created social media, I blame you, because everything wanted to be convenient. And instead of treating humans better and paying humans better to actually make things that work.
To do it.
And they're going to kill you. They're going to fucking kill you. So,
can't wait.
Well, I'll tell you what else with dollars and stuff. Did you hear that China and Russia have now, they're ditching allegedly the U.S. dollar?
What does that mean?
I think the whole economy is going to continue to crash. I don't know.
So, like, they're not accepting the U.S. dollar?
I think based off so you know how the dollar is valued way more in certain countries?
Yeah.
Well, if they completely get rid of the currency and no longer operate on that currency, then that means that, number one, you can't use your dollar there. But also, too, that our dollar is now going to, I think, globally going to be, what is it? We're going to lose value in it? Or what is it called? It's going to depreciate. So whereas, let's say, if you go to Mexico right now, the U.S. dollar is probably worth like 300 pesos or something. I'm just making an assumption. But now, if most countries stop using the U.S. dollar, then their 300 pesos is actually going to be way more than our money.
So can we not... We can't exchange our money, our currency in China and Russia anymore?
I'm assuming so. I'm assuming not, based off my economics class back in 2002. I'm assuming.
Okay. I don't know a lot about a lot, but that doesn't sound great.
So remember when...
It's very much giving... wartime.
Yes. So remember when Gaddafi in Africa, right? So conspiracy theories, allegedly Gaddafi was trying to back the African dollar with a particular mineral, right? So because Africa is rich in, like, you know, lithium and diamonds and
vibranium.
Stuff like that. Vibranium, yes, Wakanda. Yeah. So he was trying to back their dollar with minerals, right? So that if their dollar ever failed, you could now pay in currency of diamonds and all
Unlike
these different
the
things.
U.S. dollar.
Right, because we don't have anything to back our mm-hmm. currency. So if it's our dollar is paper,
money.
Exactly. So versus, you know, let's say Russia has, they can back their money in oil or something like that. I'm just using it as an example. The United States has nothing to back its dollar, which is the conspiracy that the United States had Gaddafi killed and saying that he was like a terrorist, but he wasn't. He was trying to literally back the African dollar. And if he would have done that, it would have collapsed the United States dollar. And it would have collapsed a lot of other countries that they band together.
And
allegedly.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is why I'm not paying my student loans.
Well, fuck them student loans. Fuck them student loans.
What are you going to do? Economy's about to crash.
Our dollar is going to be worth nothing. You think you, Sally, made you?
And I'll ride that to the bank.
Jesus has already paid it all. And I forgave myself a long time ago for them loans.
Jesus has already paid it.
I'm not paying for that. Joe, you've already proven that you don't need my money. You're giving plenty of money to Ukraine. You got it. I'm not paying. No. No. It
doesn't sit right with my spirit.
No, not at all. Well, no. I'll tell you what else is not sitting right with people's spirit. Did you hear that your homeboy got indicted this week?
Yo, Donnie. Who thought?
Donald J. Trump.
Of all the wild shit that people have been trying to pin on him.
Yeah.
Who thought the sticky one would be goddamn Stormy Daniels?
Stormy Daniels. And she's a woman of the night, allegedly.
She is an adult celebrity.
Okay, adult celebrity.
Yeah, I think a woman of the night is a prostitute.
Well, I was trying to not say that, but, you know.
Yeah, no, she's a porn star.
Oh, she's a porn star. Okay.
An adult film entertainer. I think that would be like...
She's an entertainer. Okay.
My thing is, okay, so this is what happened. Donald Trump's being indicted because of all the stuff that happened with his lawyer, Michael Cohen. Mm-hmm. Banking,
who turned on him, right?
Who turned right the fuck on him. Paying Stormy Daniels around the time of the 2016 election $130,000 from him. Mm-hmm. No one knew what this money is for. Now we know it's to keep her fucking quiet because she wasn't allowed to tell anyone about her relationship with Donald Trump. Because he was married and she was a porn star and it looks bad for a president to be fucking porn star.
Yeah.
Which, like, grow up. Anyway. So then Trump pays him back and it looks like he's just paying his lawyer. He's like, yeah, those were my lawyer fees. Mm-hmm. He's my lawyer. I gotta pay him money.
Yeah.
But then when all that taxes. Shit happened and they went after his lawyer for it, his lawyer sung like a canary.
I would too.
As he should have.
Attorney client
I'm not
privilege.
Going, no.
Fuck that shit.
So now the state of New York is going after Trump because they're saying he misappropriated or, you know, allegedly mm-hmm. fudged the funds and you can't do that, right?
Right.
My biggest question through all of this is, doesn't $130,000 seem low to you?
For an adult entertainer, I would say.
Like, if I had a smoking gun that would, like, sink this man's political career, that just seems like such a number.
I would think it would be like he's on the Epstein list or something.
Like, $250,000, I would be like, all right.
Yeah, or half a mil. But $130,000. I'm going to give you $127,000. Or maybe it's a particular number that people won't look at.
Maybe. See, so, we're not rich enough to know shit like that.
I mean, I'm rich. My father's rich in houses and lands.
That's true.
Hallelujah. But that does seem a very low number. Maybe it was just for a phone call. I don't know.
My other question is, obviously, she had to sign an NDA, right?
Possibly, yeah.
Is that like null when you go to court?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Oh, so she's
for the purposes
she's
of
have
like
to say
cuz she might be indicted, not indicted, but she might be called subpoenaed. As a witness, subpoenaed as a witness, and so she'll have that NDA is going to be null and void once she goes to court because of it.
I just in my head I see like fucking Michael Cohen walking up to her like meeting her and he's like, "Yeah, you can't say shit. Here's a check." Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, fuck, okay. I didn't want to fucking tell people about him anyways. Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to try to turn the whole thing on Michael Cohen and make him look crazy.
Yeah. Well, I just because he's indicted doesn't mean he's going to be found guilty.
No.
It doesn't mean.
Why are people rejoicing over that?
I don't know. There's all these other things. This is the only thing they could have stick. I do think it's fun that he's the only
president
who's had criminal charges.
Well, do you see that people were saying, I think this makes America look weak? No, it does not. I think, like, I saw this man, I can't remember his name, but he was on Fox News, but it was where I was, so that's the only reason why I saw it. But I think he gave a very good explanation of, he was talking about how we as the United States of America always talking about, oh, we're democracy. And he was like, you're not a true democracy, because if you are a true democracy, then what you're actually showing to the rest of the world is that we're not weak as a country. We are holding a former president accountable for what the bullshit that he did, and that your president is not above accountability. Like, you can't sit here and be in the highest office, the highest position in the United States, and then all of a sudden you can just get away with everything that you fucking want to do, but then you want to come down hard on the rest of the world about certain things.
Like, and no, I would feel better about that, and I'd be like, yeah, no, for sure. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't have done all this other shit that we just couldn't pin on him, and he got away with all the other things, and now it's like, oh, we'll just get him on this. I'm like, could we not just, like, I don't know, spend a little more time, do a little more digging, get him on something that's, like, I don't know,
that will actually stick? Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing is too, like, this idea that the United States looks weak, I think it's stupid, because we've never looked strong.
True.
All the United States has been known to do is capture and kill. That's the history of America, unfortunately. The United States of America, not the original America.
The 13 original colonies?
Not that, but because it was, again, made by people who, again, neither here nor there. This ain't a history lesson. All I'm saying is the racist-ass people that came over here and took this land from the Native Americans, their only agenda and all they have ever had in their gun to shoot is capture and kill. You do not look strong by doing shit like that. And this idea that the world somehow looks at the United States as this big force, we're not. We're a bunch of shit talkers. That's all we do. You can't even get your gun laws under control. And you think you look strong?
Did you finish Night Agent?
Not yet.
Every time, there's just like, every like couple months, these shows come out about how fucked up the government is. And I'm like, damn it. I believe it.
You better believe it.
You bet your bottom dollar this country's corrupt.
Bucko, you've done it now, buddy. But yeah, you can't even control your own gun laws. You can't even, we are still the only country that's probably still plagued with COVID the way that it has been. So, I mean, you ain't even have enough gowns and gloves. Get the fuck out of here. You think you look strong in the eyes of the rest of the world? Who gives a fuck? I think America needs to get rid of these insecurities. Who the fuck cares how we look? God damn it, we don't care. People are, Americans are this. Baby, I got student loans. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I don't care.
I just wish, I don't know, everyone's like, this is a witch hunt. And it does look like a witch hunt, because you guys have been trying to pin shit on him forever. No one could do it. You dropped these charges. Then everyone got pissed off. So then you felt obligated to come back and do it. I'm like, could everyone just have done their job the first time?
Well, you know what I think it is? Do you want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Sure.
Okay, I think that the Republican Party is actually behind the indictment. And the reason why
the call is coming from inside the house.
Yes, it definitely is. And I believe it, that the call is coming from the inside of the house, is because the Republican Party does not want Trump to run again for president in 2024. And so their guy is, quote unquote, allegedly Ron DeSantis. And if,
my God,
if Trump runs against Ron, it's going to split the Republican Party down the middle.
Can you imagine if this country turned into Florida? Like, Florida was the whole country.
I mean, I'm from Florida, so I mean, I had a great time.
Do you live in Florida?
Hell no.
Exactly.
But not because of the government.
Huh.
No, seriously. Not because of the government. It's a ghetto. I don't know. South Florida specifically. I mean, I'm born and raised in Florida, and I'm happy, and I'm a proud Floridian. However, just because I grew up there don't mean I want to live there as an adult. Hell no. No. You can't pay me enough to go down to Florida. Fuck no. But yeah, I think the Republican Party is behind this indictment. I really do. Because he made the Republican Party look stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party, as we know it, is complete. It's done. Like that, you used to have so much respect, not me, but so many people used to have so much respect for the Republican Party, because the Republican Party stood for conservatism, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's a shit show. The Democrats have been unified on almost everything. And then you got rat race ass people like, Marjorie Taylor Greene is out here doing stupid shit. You got Herschel Walker, what y'all got? Republicans, y'all fucked up.
Smartest animal.
And where has he been? He's missing.
Quiet.
Somebody put an APB out on Herschel Walker, because he ain't been seen since he lost. And maybe they put him back in the freezer or some shit. I don't know.
This place is wild. What a crazy time to live in.
It is. What were you talking about, Megan Thee Stallion?
Megan Thee Stallion, our girl, first of all, glowing, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like, wow, she looks great.
She looks so refreshed And like the skincare routine is routining, the body is bodying, the hair is hairing.
They put that short ass motherfucker away.
And she's been glowing.
And she's been glowing ever since. Love that for her. She threw the first pitch at the Astros game the other day. Listen, this is a Meg Thee Stallion stan account.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
My question is, if you were going to throw the first pitch at a baseball game, would you practice?
Yes, I would.
You would. I would too.
Yeah.
She did not look like she practiced.
Did she look like typical Megan, just like goofing off?
Yeah. But I'm like, girl, throw the damn ball. Like, come on.
You know,
give me something.
You know she got to be extra. Because she hasn't been seen in a while either, so she probably just really having fun. She just performed at some big thing that they had somewhere. She looked beautiful, though.
But did she was, perform somewhere? She something? Did.
Like, over the for weekend. Someone? She it was something from somewhere. Huh. Somehow, somewhere, everything all at once.
She looks great.
She looks amazing. Like, you can tell she's probably not drinking, like, just on her veganism, like, damn, off social media. Like, I just think
she could never.
She looks amazing. She looks so gorgeous.
I know.
She's glowing. I love it. But anyway, I'll tell you who's not glowing. Your homeboy, Jonathan Majors.
Yo.
What are you talking about?
What Jonathan the hell Majors? Is going on over there? So, I think we talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Majors was allegedly with a girl we're calling his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Some small white woman. And the police were called on him for, like, attacking her, hitting her, choking alleged her. I don't know. Some kind of abuse happened. He was arrested.
Alleged. Mm-hmm.
No one knew what was going on. So then this week, his lawyer supposedly releases these text messages between them, mm-hmm. him and this girl that was attacked. And it's just giving me thinks doth protest too much. Like, mm-hmm. the texts were very strange. I also just think, like, don't say anything. Mm-hmm. I have to read them. Now I have to find
I was going
to
say, are we sure that's a real thing? Like, was that really
released by his lawyers? How do you know that? Because you can, like, I don't know. I could text my phone from my phone, cut out the name, and it looks like what? Like,
yeah, you can. Photoshop can
exists.
Everything.
Photoshop exists.
Absolutely.
So I don't really, it just, I think, I don't know. This was very, like, old man mentality. Like, we'll just release the text messages.
Yeah. But to me, the text messages didn't reveal anything that says, oh, I didn't choke the shit out you, or I did. Like, it just seemed like she was just like, oh, I don't think they're going to arrest you. Like,
yeah.
But here's the thing also, too. I will continue to say this, and I know we agree to disagree on this particular subject, but if you as a woman put your hands on a man, they have the God-given right to defend themselves in any way that they can. And when you talk about situations like this, especially of domestic violence, and I'm not taking up for him, I'm not taking up for her, I'm just stating my personal opinion about domestic abuse and violence. Just because you are a woman and you are a small woman, that does not give you the right to test a man's patience. Not only that, you don't get to tell somebody, again, I'll keep saying it, you don't get to tell somebody how they can defend themselves. Well, you know you small, you bigger than her, well then you should have shut your small ass up.
Don't put hands on me, please.
Don't put your hands on people, period. What did that thing say?
The text?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Only because that's all you had.
First of all, it's giving, like, I opened my iMessages on a laptop and screenshotted it.
Yeah.
So I'm just automatically, like, mm-hmm. I have some fences put up.
It's a bad Photoshop.
It's a bad Photoshop. Then she sends, like, these two paragraph length text. He does not respond, which would make sense. Like, probably.
Would've blocked you.
Yeah, I would have blocked your ass too. Okay. So. These are the texts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Please let me know you're okay when you get this. They assured me that you won't be charged. They said that they had to arrest you as protocol when they saw the injuries on me and they knew we had a fight. I'm so angry that they did, and I'm so sorry you're in this position. We'll make sure nothing happens about this. I told them it was my fault for trying to grab your phone. I only just got out of the hospital. Just call me when you're out. I love you. That's the first one.
Mm.
Also, like,
shut the fuck up.
Because you tried to grab his phone? Bitch, what the fuck? They saw your injuries and they wanted to arrest him? This doesn't make you look good.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Okay, second message. Well, I guess third.
Because I'm going
to
say something else after.
Hi, Chingo. Okay. They just called again to check on me, and I reiterated how this was not an attack, and they do not have my blessing on any charges being placed. I read the paper they gave me about strangulation, and I said point blank, this did not occur and should be removed immediately. The judge is definitely going to be told this. She ensured this to me. I know you have the best team and there's nothing to worry about. I just want you to know I'm doing all I can on my end. I also said to tell the judge to know that the origin of the call was to do with me collapsing and passing out and your worry as my partner due to our communication prior, out of care. She promised all will be relayed. This doesn't sound like you're texting a significant other.
No.
No. This sounds like...
Do we have our story
retroactive straight? Damage control.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Also, this doesn't make him look better.
It doesn't. It makes both of y'all look stupid.
Look stupid.
I just think for... I'm going to bring the race piece into it, right? I think when you're... You as a... Like, white women in this country, in any other country, white women in the world, I think you all have to... I personally don't have an issue with white women dating black men, okay? I really don't. Because I have, you know, all races in my family, right?
So you have all racists in your family?
No, racists. Like, oh. R-A-C-E.
I was like, God damn.
No.
She's like, because it sucks over here, so just do what you want.
No, we have a plethora. We're a melting pot family, right? So I don't have any... I've never had an issue with white women dating black men. The problem that I have with white women dating black men is specifically that in situations like this where there's a disagreement or whatever, you're not thinking about this man's life. And it's not about Jonathan Majors. It's about black men and specifically white women and how specifically in the United States, there has been a trend with white women weaponizing, okay, black men's bodies.
Yeah, didn't that bitch just get away with killing her boyfriend?
Exactly.
In Miami?
Well, did she get away or did she? Well, she did at first. She and then did, they brought her in because of social media, the pressure or whatever. But I just feel like in these types of situations, because you're going through somebody's phone and you're in a fits of rage or whatever the case may be, you know that once the cops are called, they're never, even if you were the one who was the aggressor, they're never going to believe you and they're never going to believe him. He's mm-hmm. always, the black man in the situation is always going to be the target. And you could have cost that man his life. Now, granted, if he strangled you, he deserved everything that's happening to him. He deserves to lose everything, blah, 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 because you don't strangle somebody unless it was self-defense. Even me, as a person who believes that men should hit women, if the woman hits them first, if I put my hands on a man, guess what? And I assault him, he has the right to knock my whole head off. And I deserve it. And I can't go cry and be like, he broke my jaw. Yeah, bitch, because you shouldn't have put your fucking hands on him. Now, if you just come up to me and punch me in my face, bitch, you going to jail, okay? But because I didn't hit you first. Because I didn't hit you first. But if I hit you first, you have the right to knock my head off.
So, okay, here's my question. If it was just her trying to grab his phone, mm-hmm. do you think that it was okay for him to beat the shit out of her?
Absolutely.
For trying to grab his phone?
Yeah. Because it's never just going to be, okay, grab your phone. It's never going to just be like, give me that. Let me look at it.
It's
gonna
be just that easy. It was just that easy.
No.
What if she just bloop?
No. If she did just bloop and then he strangled her, yeah. then he's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if she, I understand what you're saying, yeah. but in my head, I'm like, if he was just on his phone typing and she just fucking cut, cut.
No, because we as women would, first of all, if that's your boyfriend and you think he's cheating, us as women, we will never be that calm. Trying to take your phone?
In a cab.
We wouldn't even try to take your phone. What did the cab driver say?
Let's get his opinion. Where's the footage?
They don't have video cameras in taxis? Was it an Uber or was it an actual taxi?
Listen, I don't know.
Where's the footage? Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I know.
Because I want to see it.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't, why would you fucking release these text messages? Nothing's going
to
make this better.
Because she's trying to do damage control. Oh, whoever
but it was the lawyer.
Them. But do we know that this is real?
Also, I don't know. This could all be a fucking farce.
It could be.
It could be a farce.
It could be. But even so, I guess the reason why he's probably releasing it is because he's also doing damage control to say, see, she's admitting that he did not strangle her and that this was a lie.
But she was just like, you know, they only arrested you after they saw my injuries. They had to take you. Well, exactly. Bitch, what injuries? Injuries doesn't sound good.
And because I passed out. From strangulation? Like, it just makes both of them look stupid.
Now we're just filling in our own dots over here.
I just think it's smart for Jonathan Majors himself to shut the fuck up and don't say anything. Just let it. Something else is going to happen in the news and people are going to forget about you. So just let it go. But again, I do not like the fact of how anybody in this industry, in the entertainment world, even in corporate America, that when you are accused of something, you automatically lose everything until you are proven innocent versus you know,
innocent
until proven guilty. And I do hate that. So, but I get it from a business standpoint that some of these companies are like, hey, we don't want any of this shit on us. But I think companies should have a bigger backbone to say, you know what? We support this person, not through this bullshit, but that this is, some things are business and some things are personal. This is a business matter and we are not going to get involved. Mm-hmm. And once the verdict comes out about whatever happens and justice prevails, then we will choose to pull out or not. Yeah. But the fact that people are, because even with the whole Johnny Depp thing, I'm like, y'all made this man lose everything. Yep. And y'all was proving that this lady shitted in his bed. And she was the crazy one.
Oh, that like, seems like years ago.
That was like Tiger King, Amber Heard trial, Jonathan Majors.
Wow. Look at that. We just wrapped up the year for
we
you.
We really did. The last 3 years. But yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here?
No.
All right. Did you want to talk about this?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about it next week. Anywho. I legit lost my train of thought. Y'all, I'm tired. Anyway, if y'all see an OT, hug an OT, buy them lunch, pay off their student loans.
Please.
Go do some research about what they do. You know, offer them a grabber, a reacher, a shoehorn, something. You know what I mean? Give them money.
Buy them coffee. Yeah.
Absolutely. Buy them Starbucks gift cards or something like that. Y'all remember to have a great weekend, a great week.
You just wrapped that shit up real quick.
I really did. Well, what else were we going to say?
Nothing. That was it.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all.
But you were just like, done. We're done.
Oh, because you said you didn't want
to
talk about the
we're giving everything we have to you people, all right? Cut us some slack.
Yeah, our episode was only supposed to go in an hour. We're already 15 minutes over. Anyway, yeah. Here nor there, y'all remember to have a great week. Remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday when new episodes are released. It's The Face Off. It's The Face Off.